New York's paid family leave legislation goes into effect this coming January. Passed by the state legislature and signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo last year, it's considered the most comprehensive paid family leave program in the U.S. It says employers must offer paid leave to qualified workers so they can bond with a new child, take care of a loved one who has a serious health condition, or step in to take more time at home if a family member is called to serve in the military. This week, the State Workers' Compensation Board adopted final regulations for the program. And Rochester attorney Beth Cordello, who specializes in employment law, is here to help us understand what those regulations say. Beth, good to have you here. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first I want to find out, under the program, how much time off paid leave are workers eligible for? This is a phased-in approach, right?
It's a phased-in approach. So starting January 1st, 2018, excuse me, 2018, maximum number of weeks allowed to be taken off are 8 weeks. And in 2019, 2020, that'll move up to 10 weeks. And then 2021 and thereafter, it'll be 12 weeks. And the amount you can be paid during this leave will also slowly increase over those years as well.
How is it determined how much you get paid?
They take the cap of the state's weekly average wage, which will change from year to year, so we'll have to keep an eye on it. Currently, that's set at $1,300. So the max benefit starting in 2018 would be $652. And it'll slowly go up per week. And at the current state weekly average wage, it'll max out at $875 a week you can draw.
What conditions have to be met for an employee to be eligible? And did those conditions change at all under these new regulations?
No, the eligibility conditions did not change from the proposed regulations to the ones that were adopted. For full-time employees, which is defined as somebody who works over 20 hours a week, that's not the typical definition of a full-time employee for most workforces. But if you work more than 20 hours a week and you've been with your employer for 6 months, you're eligible. And if you work less than 20 hours a week, you're still eligible for this benefit, and you have to have worked 175 days.
Now, the program is going to be funded by deductions from workers' pay. The maximum employee contribution in 2018, as I understand it, will be 0.126% of their weekly pay. So, for example, if your weekly pay is $1,000, $1.26 would be taken from your pay each week. Do I have that right?
You have that correct, and that is a figure that will also be changed from year to year. So for 2018, that's the set amount of the deduction, and we'll see how it goes next year. That could increase or decrease going forward.
And when do those deductions start?
Employers are permitted to start making that deduction as of July 1st of this year. The state was hoping that employers would voluntarily do this to get that fund going. Employers must start taking that deduction in January 1st of next year.
Does an employee have to use up all their vacation time or all their sick leave before they can qualify for this paid leave?
The regulations specifically state that you cannot force an employee to take accrued paid time off prior to taking this leave or even in tandem with this leave, but employers can offer that to employees as an option if that's what they choose.
And what about health insurance coverage? Let's say you are eligible for this paid leave and you decide to take it. Will you still be covered, assuming you have an employer-based health care plan during the time of your leave?
Yes, that's an important element of this, is that you maintain your health insurance coverage during the period of that leave as though you were still working. And you are entitled to your same job or a similar job upon your return from the leave.
Well, Beth, I know you deal with employers in the community. What are they saying about this? What kind of feedback are you hearing about this? This is a big change for us here in New York State.
It is a big change. No one that I've talked with can figure out how this will actually work. You know, keep in mind, the governor wasn't exaggerating when he said this is the most comprehensive paid family leave program in the country. A few other states have adopted this: California, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Washington, D.C., Washington State. But New York, by far, is offering the most time off and the most benefits. And, you know, the deduction being taken to pay for this is relatively modest.
It's pretty minuscule.
So we're not sure. Yeah. Yeah. So this is very much an experiment. We don't know how it's going to go. There's a lot of doubt in the community that there will be enough money in this fund to actually pay for this leave. And then, of course, it's being touted as, you know, employers don't have to pay for it, employees do. But when you look at the lost productivity in the workplace, you know, that is something to be mindful of as well. So, you know, employers are paying for this as well in other ways.
That's attorney Beth Cordello. She specializes in employment law at Polano and Farrow Law Firm in Rochester. Beth, thanks so much.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate it.